That must be it. A substance of practically infinite resistance.
The Rigellian replied, absently, studying intently the peculiar mechanisms.
Must have a better conductor than silver, too, unless they can handle voltages of 10^15 or so, and don't see how they could break such potentials. Guess they don't use switches. Don't see any. Must shut down the prime sources. No, there it is. So small that I overlooked it completely. In that little box there, sort of a jam plate type. A thin sheet of insulation with a knife on the leading edge, working in a slot to cut the two conductors apart, kills the arc by jamming into the tight slot at the end of the box. The conductors must fuse together at each make, and burn away a little at each break. That's why they have renewable tips. Kim, they really got something. I certainly am going to stay here and do some studying.
Yes, and we'll have to rebuild the Dauntless.
The two Lensmen were called away from their study by Wurzel. The Madonians had decided to accept the invitation to move to the first galaxy. Orders were given, the course was changed, and the planet, now a veritable spaceship itself, shot away in the new direction.
Not as many legs as a speedster, of course, but at that she's no slouch. We're making plenty of lights,
Kinnison commented, and turned to the President.
It seems rather presumptuous for us to call you simply Wise, especially as I gather that it's not your name.
That is what I am called, and that is what you are to call me, the oldster replied. We of Medon do not have names. Each has a number, or rather a symbol, composed of numbers and letters of our alphabet, a symbol which gives his full classification. Since these things are too clumsy for regular use, however, each of us is given a nickname, usually an adjective, which is supposed to be more or less descriptive. You of Earth, we could not give a complete symbol.
Your two companions, we could not give any at all. However, you may be interested in knowing that you three already have been named.
Very much so.
You are to be called Keen. He of Rigel IV is Strong, and he of Valantia is Agile.
Quite complimentary to me, but...
Not bad at all, I'd say, Tregonzi broke in. But hadn't we better be getting on with more serious business?
We should indeed, Wise agreed. We have much to discuss with you, particularly the weapon you used.
Could you get an analysis of it? Kinnison asked sharply.
No. No one beam was in operation long enough. However, a study of the recorded data, particularly the figures for intensity, figures so high as to be almost unbelievable, lead us to believe that the beam is the result of an enormous overload upon a projector otherwise of more or less conventional type. Some of us have wondered why we did not think of the idea ourselves.